as chairman of the mission committee, I thought I'd just mention a little bit of the some personnel needs we have down there. But first, I was thank you for sharing and showing the pictures. I found them fascinating. And it helps if you find your eyes glazing over at another slideshow or something on Chile. I don't know if you do that, but if you do, one almost sure cure, I think, would be to go down and visit, because it makes a difference. You see faces that you recognize and you make connections. And we went down in March, and I heartily recommend it. It's we were called back quite suddenly, so we didn't get to stay as long as we liked, but again, recommended. Couple things. God is working there, and I believe it. And I just thought I'd mention a little bit that the bakery thing is a in one sense a new opportunity. It's a little bit of a new direction. It's been a while in the making, and it's been, I think, a vision maybe from almost the very beginning. But the bakery the bakery and bookstore is a special thing in that it is designed to be something that the public sees and comes, and a Christian witness to many people that would not necessarily set their foot in a church door. And that's just got off the ground. When did you guys get started, Alex? When did you open?
Or maybe it was in February, like the middle of February.
Okay, so it's still only a few months old in one sense. So Gene and Vern went down this past week, and they're going to take over. It was kind of a little bit, the bakery scaled down a bit because Alex has came back, and Mariah and others helped to kind of fill in the gap, but it was scaled back. So I just thought I would mention that it is a unique opportunity, I think, and it's something that we really hope will grow. The customers haven't been many, but I think that will change. It may take some time. So I would mention, I'll just mention a couple things that we as a mission committee would like to, I want you to let you know of needs. And one is Gene and Vern are only planning to be there for 6 months. So we need to start thinking about who will replace them. And the bakery is something you can't, if you really want to build it, at both as a ministry and as a business, which we see kind of working hand in hand. The more people you get in the door buying coffee, the more people can, or whatever, buying books, the more people are exposed, maybe in just a small way to the gospel and so on. But anyway, all that to say that we would like to have continuity and someone with vision to carry on the vision. So we are looking for someone to manage the bakery after Gene and Vern come back. So I urge you to consider that. Maybe the Lord is calling. Maybe there's just think about that. And there's also a need for a school teacher. The school year starts in March, I think. February or March, I think it's March. Being south of the equator, the schedule runs a little different here, but down there. We would like a school teacher for the school. Last year, the school was not running totally all the time, I don't think. Well, don't ask me questions about that because I'm unsure. But this year they are, this next year they're planning to be a little more scheduled with that, and that includes Jeff's coming all the way from the farm, or the ones that will be attending from Jeff's family as well, which involves some travel. So that is another opportunity. So if you would like to be challenged, stretched beyond the comfort zone and teach school in Chile, I just want you to be, we would like you to be aware of that need. And by the way, don't, if you feel called, if you feel you would even be interested, possibly interested, and have some other questions about it, come and ask. Don't expect us to tap you on the shoulder. We would be glad to tap interested people on the shoulder, but we don't know who those all are. So come to us. We invite you. So that was my little spiel. Why don't we all stand for a word of prayer?